Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup Network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Art Taylor, Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher, having a great time. And speaking of Corey Sandin, tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, will be here, and Corey Sandin will be co-hosting as Ricky goes on a well-deserved vacation starting tomorrow. So Corey Sandin will be here tomorrow morning with myself and Captain Dave, 7 to 9 a.m., right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, on all the different methodologies, Alexis, on the letstalkhookup.com, on the website, all the different methods you're listening to, and hopefully for a very, very near in the future, we'll be back on radio for sure, which is going to happen one way or another for sure, either on the Mighty 1090 or somewhere else.
You got
very
it,
very soon.
All right, well, with that said, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It is time for the catch report today, and today that catch report, our fishdope.com reporters are sponsored by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products for serious sport fishermen. The Sato Crimp system is the best way to make your own spectra to fluoro or mono top shots. It's easy, cost effective, and time and big fish proven. Some commercially made top shots can cost as much as $40 or more. Get the Sato Crimps and supplies at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the Longfin, Taka's Tackle, and Save-On. We're going to start off our catch report today with our private boater buddy, our fishdope.com reporter, the man, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Art. Well, guys, we're going to paint with a broad brush here for this week's report. We're covering some ground starting up north, and I mean way up north. Those sea bass are biting. There's a good area of squid up there, and as you guys know, whether it's inshore or offshore, the fish are never far from the cafeteria, and the cafeteria is definitely mounted up there. I wish we had a little scratch of it, but there's lots of sea bass on it, guys. There's some big halibut mixed in, and even a few barracuda are mounted up in that sector there. It's East Santa Rosa Island, the West Santa Cruz zone. Danny's got all the specifics on the fish dope report, so check that out there. Man, it's been really good fishing up there, though. Closer to our sector here, out there at Nick and Santa Barbara Island, has been steady with that excellent bottom fish, but no signal on the exotics again this week, unfortunately. And take note, guys, San Clemente Island is mostly shut down this weekend with Navy activity, but nothing much to report there anyway. It's just kind of staggering along with some bottom fish. Again, pretty much no exotics. Catalina, it's trying, guys, man. It's trying hard to get going, but water conditions are marginal. It's just kind of weird off-color water all over the whole island there and very little current. And the squid situation is absolutely dire. I mean, it's pretty much all dried up. I'm talking to friends in a squid fleet, and they're just seeing nothing. So if you guys are heading across, make sure you take some quality frozen with you. The best sign of sea bass, you know, is that with some fish around. They just haven't been biting that much. But that best sign has been backside east, and there's a few big ones mixed in there for sure. And then along the coast here, there's also more sign of that tanker-grade sea bass. And I want to say congratulations to Billy on his big sea bass there to capture the first sea bass flag for the Balboa Angling Club. Nice going, buddy. And then offshore, at the far opposite end of the area, it's been game on for that good, great bluefin tuna, but, man, it's a road trip that shifted down a little bit to below Ensenada, so it's a way down there, but it's worth it. Probably sport boat's a better answer there for sure. But good fishing on the 50 to 90 pounders with a few plus-size tankers mixed in to tear up your tackle, so you got to be ready for that. And for a little sidebar there, guys, our local area was looked at yesterday out around the 43 toward the butterfly, and some of the other spots were looked at for choppy conditions and 000 on the fish count there. So offshore up here is not quite ready, but, man, they're biting good down below San Diego.
It is April.
It's hard to believe. It's only April, and, God, those fish counts and that grade of fish, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, and sounds like sea bass right around the corner. Hopefully, come back at Catalina and San Clemente real soon. But fishdope.com. That's the place you need to be, fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And tomorrow, with Captain Dave, we're giving away a one-year membership to fishdope.com.
Ooh, how sweet is that?
Oh, nice.
That, huh?
Nice. That's a good score.
Yeah. So, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the Big Chevron Station. The phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And everybody have a good Easter, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right.
See you, Mark.
You'll talk to Ricky next week, and you'll have a good report, I'm sure.
I'm sure. We'll
right.
figure out something. We'll see you guys.
All
take
right.
care.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, let's head on now down to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to our good buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Well, we've got some good fishing going on, which is a nice thing to be able to say, and the weather mostly cooperated here. We've got everything, one of those half-day trips, still getting some very good bottom fishing in there. Rockfish, whitefish, other bottom fish mixed in there. They chase a little bit of bonito, seeing a little bit here and there, but aren't really getting into them yet, but it's definitely showing signs of that late spring fishing. The San Diego fishing down at the islands, still catching yellowtail, bonito, rockfish. Yesterday, a little tougher day. Sounds like there's a lot of boats out there. They had 51 yellowtail, 22 bonito. Day before that, 167 yellowtail, 24 bonito. Day before that, 170 yellowtail. So very good fishing down at the islands there on those full-day trips. And then those overnight trips, going out looking for those bluefin, the day-and-a-half trips, excuse me. The Outer Limits got back this morning. 20 anglers had 34 bluefin, and those fish are in that perfect range of the 50 to 70-pound fish, so definitely catchable. And like earlier in the week, we had a couple big ones squeezed in there. I know there's a 160-pounder caught, so overall, great fishing. And it's what we've been waiting for. We've been saying it's coming, and it's that time of year. Weather's holding steady right now, so check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have our full schedule up there, those half-day trips, full-day trips, those day-and-a-half. We got day-and-a-half schedule throughout the week here, tributes online there. So if you check those out, you can make reservations online. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Always more than welcome to come down, visit the tackle shop, pick up a Rock God Rick Records burrito, and get your gear ready for fishing if you haven't done so yet, because it's going to come really quick here when everything starts
going. Boy, oh boy, is it. And I it's amazing how good the weather looks for this next week, too.
I just, I'm so, yeah. Just so stoked on what's going on right now. Marcos, that's a great report. I mean, just to think that we're talking about bluefin offshore, great yellowtail fishing at the islands. It's April. I mean, I just think this whole thing bodes so well for what we got coming up going on at Seaforth.
No question.
Absolutely, guys. So definitely, like I said, check the website there, seaforthlanding.com. Make your reservations online. If you'd rather talk to one of us in person, 619-224-3383. And get you out there fishing. Get you on some of that fish.
Sounds good, Marcos. Look forward to talking to you next week. I think it's going to be another great one.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
I appreciate the phone call. That's going to wrap up our catch report today. Again, if you want to get through, it's been a very busy morning. Two ways to do that, 858 area code 457-1090 or 877-792-1090, giving away some killer prizes today. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. This is the newest style of Maui Jims to come out. It's called the local kind. It's a soft black with dark transparent green frame. The lens is the brand new Maui Green, which is a brand new green mirror style lens. It's super crisp. It's light. It's a really, really nice pair of glasses. I just got a pair myself. It's like an instant
really
new
like
favorite
them on the
there.
Water.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's just a really nice pair. It's that super thin Maui Jim glass that they're known for. It's an awesome pair of shades. We just put our order in for the shop. They're so new, we don't even have them in the store yet, but they're in route. Our great buddy Mike Kirsch, who takes such good care of us, went in the shop yesterday and loading us up on the brand new Maui Green. And if that pair of Maui Jims wasn't enough, in addition to that, you're going to get your choice of three of the killer rubs from fpgourmet.com. That's our friends at Fisherman's Processing. They have the best rubs and spices. Don't forget all the other great stuff they do there, the smoked cheeses and smoked fish and jerky and tuna burgers. But one lucky caller is going to get his choice of any of the three killer rubs and spices from fpgourmet.com.
There you go. Hey, Mike Lum from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, a.k.a. Friends of Rollo. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to let everybody know how much we appreciate the support we got last week at Day at the Docks. That was an absolutely banner day for Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea program.
Cool.
The volume of used tackle that was donated throughout the year honestly scared me. When I saw when I saw the truck unload and I saw the sheer number of, of rods. I thought, what are we going to do with all this when today is over? And the bottom line was we sold the vast majority of it, had a record day, and that couldn't be done without the generosity of people throughout the year upgrading their tackle and passing on their older stuff to us. And I just want to encourage people to do that throughout this coming year. I have a hunch next year's day at the dock is going to break this record. It just keeps building and building and building. I just want to tell everybody thank you for that.
It's such a great use of gear, and you said it best. When you're upgrading, when you're just upgrading your next level, you got a couple of brand new Trinidad A's, and you wanted to do something great with your gold Trinidads. A donation to friend Zorallo, it upgrades somebody else's tackle, which they're stoked on, and it puts money into the Rollo Fund, which just takes kids fishing. It's such a cool way to recycle your gear and send kids fishing because of it.
And it's a tax-deductible donation because Rollo is a 501c3 corporation. You'll get a receipt, and you'll be able to use it as a tax deduction. Right, Mike?
Yes. Yeah, that's correct. I wanted to also mention that we utilize a couple of drop-off stations throughout the year. In addition to, you can always contact Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea via their website, and we'll make arrangements to pick this up. But if you want to drop tackle off throughout the year, Dana Landing is kind enough to take that in. Then they call us, and we come get it. And then Fisherman's Landing does the same thing for us. So there's a couple of spots that you can drop stuff off without calling ahead. Otherwise, contact us, and we will make arrangements. I also wanted to quickly mention we kicked off the 2019 Reel a Week promotion last week at Day of the Docks, and that was another huge success. We have a total of 1,500 tickets that we will be selling. A couple hundred of those are now gone, and they are selling rapidly. The list of reels this year is so amazing. They average over $400 per reel, with a total of $12,000 in reels being given away over 30 weekly drawings. The
wow.
Tickets are $25. And if you would like to buy a ticket, we're going to try something a little bit different here. For some of you that don't know, it is illegal in California to sell raffle tickets over the Internet. It's a California thing. It makes it very challenging and very difficult for us. But we work around it, and so we've created a new web address called win@rollokids.org. win@rollokids.org. If you'll send an email to that and just let us know your name and phone number and what's the best time or day to call you, we will follow up that way, and we can do all this stuff over the phone.
Nice.
It's win@rollokids.org.
Fantastic. win@rollokids.org. And, of course, coming up May 11th, you'll be here, and we'll be talking about all the great things that Rollo does and selling, doing a big, big radio kickoff for the Reel a Week promotion, right?
We are. We're going to do that as well. We got a lot of stuff planned for that. But there's quite a few people that have been just sending me personal emails and phone calls, which is fine, too. And we can get these out to you a little bit sooner. A lot of people are giving them away as gifts. A lot of people just want to make sure that they get theirs in. And we have some employers that are buying these things, and they dole them out to their employees as an incentive. And that's kind of a fun way to get involved and support the kids program as well. Everybody wins on this deal, but the kids are the winners. So win@rollokids.org if you want to get a hold of us, and we'll get a hold of you and sell you some tickets.
All right. Fantastic. Mike Lum with Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, friends of Rollo. win@rollokids.org. Get those tickets. They're going to sell out. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Well, let's jump right back into the phones. Everybody's hanging on, ready to talk to Art. Let's talk to Armand, who's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Good morning, Armand. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I was calling to ask about drag settings on those two speeds for maybe like a 50-pound and 100-pound setup. What do you guys do for setting your drag?
Well, I think that the line manufacturers, talk about 25% of the line strength or so if you had 100-pound, then you're going to have 25 pounds of drag. But I think that maybe Rick could agree with this. That's a little light as far as I'm concerned. So if you're using a scale, we're talking, 32 to 35% of the line class that you have should be your starting point. And of course, once again, we're going to go back to the same old saying. You got to
exactly.
You know, before you cast a bait, go over and have the crew test your drag, because you want your drag set correctly before you cast a bait. You don't want to adjust your drag after you get a bite, because if the fish is running and you try to adjust your drag, then it's going to go too tight and you're going to pull the hook or break the line. So it has to be set before you go to the bait tank and select a bait and cast a bait.
I've worked in a tackle store my whole life and still do the exact same thing. I'll set it to where I think it's right, and when one of the guys is walking by, hey, man, pulling this, what do you think about this for 60-pound? And it takes 1 second, and the crew member is going to grab it, and he's going to rip the line off the reel and say, yeah, it feels good. Or, you know, man, I'd probably back that off a little bit. Or, you know what, I think you should probably put a little bit more on there. It just, there is zero reason not to do it, no matter how confident you are. Like, what does it hurt for a backup? And then you'll be that much more confident when he grabs it and he rips the line off and goes, yeah, man, that feels great to me. You know it's set right. There is zero reason not to take advantage of having a crew member pull on the drag. It takes zero time. They'll do it every time. No issue, no problem. Like, I would and still do always have somebody just give you a double check.
No question. Art, would you say that one of the biggest mistakes anglers make is not having their drag set properly?
Yeah, it's one of the biggest. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. If your
either
drag
too
is
loose
set too
or too
light,
tight.
If it's too light, then you know, fishing a circle hook at your drag setting is what drags that hook out of the fish's mouth and gets it caught in the corner of its mouth. And so if it's too light, then that doesn't happen. And if it's too light, then you end up spending more time on the fish than is necessary, and you end up in one additional tangle that you didn't have to be in.
Right.
And so have the crew set your drag. And after you catch one fish, have them check your drag again, because you've taken some life out of your drag washers just by catching one fish. It's key to have the crew check your drag.
It's amazing how hard you can pull on 40-pound test.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to break.
It is. So yeah, absolutely, yeah. Have the crew check your drag, without a doubt.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into them. This time we're going to talk to Jim, calling us from National City. Good morning, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Another great show, as usual.
Thanks, Jim.
My question is for the skipper, Captain Taylor. Several years back, I was on your boat, and you had a cook at that time, excellent cook, but also he was like a tech guy. He would take videos of your catch, or he was real good in that field of recording stuff. Is that fellow still with you? And if not, could you tell us a little bit about in the galley there on your boat?
Well, we have Dan Kramer and Roger Tatum. Dan's been with us now for 8 years, so the person that you're speaking of doesn't work for us any longer. And, you know, Dan and Roger's kind of specialty is, you know, his sushi platter for hors d'oeuvre and cooking fish, and we like to cook as much fish as possible on your trip. And it's all about the ingredients. You know, we don't open a can very often, and we certainly don't open a box very often. It's all fresh ingredients. It's something that we can control, is the quality of the ingredients that the cooks have to use to feed you. And it's all about fresh ingredients and making stuff from scratch and plenty of it. And,
yeah, no doubt.
You know, Dan and Roger bake fresh bread every day, and
wow.
You know, there's a snack in the morning, a snack in the afternoon. So if you want to gain a few pounds, come fishing.
Wow. No doubt.
Yeah, no, the food is, it's long range style. I mean, it Searcher is a long range boat. You have two chefs that work 24/7, and it's absolutely top on the line, top quality fish.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like I say, it's something we can control. You know, we can't make the fish bite, and we can't do anything about the weather, but we can make sure that we're serving good food with quality ingredients and plenty of it.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. Open right now.
One thing we haven't got a chance to talk about yet, but I always do every time Art's on, is I always think that the Searcher does. I mean, I think every fleet in the boat does a great job, but I think Searcher deserves accolades on what a great operation they are to start somebody in fishing. Like anytime somebody comes through the store and says, "I'm really want to take the next level," you know, my daughter and I, whatever, we've been full day fishing a few times. We really want to go on an overnight trip. I think that you guys do such an amazing job with kids and newer anglers, and that legacy so much carried on with Sean too. I know he's so into having kids, you know, in and around the boat, and I don't think that there's an operation that does a better job at starting out new anglers, especially guys that are coming with their kids, than what the Searcher does.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the kind words, and that's true. We love to have novices and first timers. It's a chance for us to get people interested in the sport, and so it's something that we work really hard at. Thank you.
Yeah, I just think that, yeah, if you got a son that's wanting to go, your daughter wanting to go on a 3-day, like that's the ride for
sure.
That's the ticket. Well, the phones are packed up. Let's jump right back into them. This time we're going to talk to John. He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. What's up, John? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys. So Art, I remember maybe a couple years, 3 years ago, you did a 6-day trip where the conditions prompted you to go in the same area you would fish a 7-day. And I'm looking at your trip 31, the last ultralight 6-day trip. Is that still a option you might employ if the conditions dictated that?
Absolutely. I mean, we don't like to travel that far. You're probably talking about us going down to the ridge on a 6-day trip. I mean, it's 4 days of traveling and 2.5 days of fishing. So we have the capability of doing that, but we're going to take you where the best conditions are. And if closer to home isn't all that great and there's a chance for us to have good fishing on the ridge or Alejos Rocks or, you know, Guadalupe Island, then that's where we're going to take you. And that'll be determined, you know, probably about a week before you go on the trip. So, we're going to take you where the best chance for you to catch something. So that's definitely a possibility. We have that option.
What a cool trip that is, too. I'm just looking at it right now. That's November 16 through 22. Only 14 passengers in November, which traditionally is, I mean, the last couple of years anyways, it has been phenomenal big fish time of the year, whether it be big yellowfin at Guadalupe or big bluefin up here or big yellowtail, you know, down below. Like
that's Wahoo.
That's just a great time to be going.
November's a great month.
Yeah.
Yeah, and great weather, generally speaking, too.
Generally,
so,
yeah.
So, Art, once again, if people missed it at the beginning of the program, describe those 14-passenger trips that you have, several of them this year because of the popularity. You started with one or two, and now you have several of them on the schedule, and many of them are already sold out. But describe what somebody can expect from a 14-passenger limited load trip.
Well, it's all about space at the rail. I mean, with 14 people on a 95-footer, there's a ton of room on the boat, and the experience is it's different. It's low-key, you know. It's there's not this, crowded experience at the rail. Everybody gets their own air-conditioned cabin, so there's plenty of space in the cabin for everybody. And there's, you know, all kinds of room in the main salon during mealtime. And the other part about it is that, you know, we take the same amount of crew. So.
Right.
You know, it's almost like, you know, rather than having 5 people per crew member, you have 2 people per crew member,
that's
3
so cool.
people per crew member. So, you know, the quality of the service, not to say that the quality of the service isn't good on a 27 or a 28 passenger trip, but, you know, there's more one-on-one time and it's just a different experience.
Does it ever happen on a 14-passenger trip where you're doing so well and you want more people? You get on the loudspeaker, come on, guys, they're biting, get back out there. There's not enough people at the rail.
Well, I've told this story before that, we had this big school of yellowtail under us, and And I saw him on the meter, and I saw a couple of gaffs going, and I ran back there, and it, just, you know, where the heck is everybody? But everybody was out there.
Yeah.
You know, you're used to fishing with 25 or 28 yeah. people, and so, you know, the you're drifting on a school, and the starboard side's full of people, and they're getting bites and having a good time, and there was 14 people on the starboard side. It was like, wait a minute.
You get a couple going.
That's right. This is limited level.
Yeah.
You get a couple
yeah.
going
where
in the bow.
Where is everybody?
A couple
yeah.
going on the other side. A couple going over here. All of a sudden,
it's
nobody's
left.
It's
a different experience. It's, yeah. It's really something. They're great trips.
That sounds so thanks cool. a lot for the call this morning. Hope you enjoy your trip for sure. Hey, let's head up to the Eastern Sierra. It's coming up. The big opening weekend, next weekend up in the Eastern Sierra, we have our buddy Ryan from Adventure and Camping on the line. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, doing great. So you ready? Is it ice-free? Yeah. Is it time to go fishing in the Eastern Sierra?
Tell us it's on.
It's time. It's on. Yeah, we got a week left. Lakes are opening up. Things are looking good.
All right.
That's great
fantastic.
News.
So what about the upper elevations? Are you able to get in some of the campers up into Lake Mary yet, or is it just too early?
No. Lake Mary, the Twin Lakes Basin, still closed up. You know, the lakes are starting to kind of open up a little bit, but the campgrounds are still closed. Those probably won't open up until, let's see here, you know, probably the end of May, even first part of June for those, but the lower elevation lakes, Convict's open, Crowley's looking really good. June Lake Loop's open. The Caltrans plowed the road, so the June Lake Loop road is open.
Nice.
And the lakes are opening up. It's looking really good.
Wow. So, all right. So, anything left if you want to come up next weekend and hit the Eastern Sierra Trout opener? Looks like beautiful weather. Do you have any campers left?
You know, it does look like beautiful weather. Yes, and we do have campers left. They are going quick. So
I can imagine.
Get your reservation in. And even if you can't make it up for opening weekend, the couple weeks after opener, before Memorial Weekend, can be great too. Less crowds and, you know, we still have trailers open, so give us a call.
I just had a buddy use your service, Ryan. He just came by the shop actually yesterday telling us about it. They just booked a trailer, and he said the same thing that we, you know, have kind of talked about on the show, like how incredibly easy just the whole experience was, from jumping on your website, picking out the trailer that they wanted, picking the dates. It's super easy. And the other thing that he commented was the affordability of it. They go up every year and they stay in a local hotel, and he said now, you know, they're spending considerably less money on their trip for their accommodations in nicer accommodations at the water's edge instead of driving into town. Like, just he gave the most stark reviews about it. Lesser money than the trip normally costs them, staying in nicer facility with a brand new trailer, and they're walking steps to fish instead of getting in the car and driving to go fishing.
And you even set up a barbecue for them if they want, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We'll provide everything up to, basically you just have to bring your food. So, yeah, bedding and linens, you know, barbecue, even firewood. We'll deliver firewood to your campsite.
Wait a minute. You do the bedding and the linens and the firewood?
I'm telling you.
Unbelievable.
When we drove up for our trip last year, we literally, it was Dallas and the dog and I, we drove from the 4Runner with just that, with a couple of coolers full of food, and everything else was dialed in. There's heating and air conditioning and a microwave and on all the barbecue and a generator and everything. The trailer was set up. We were 30 feet from a creek that was full of brook trout and rainbow trout, and it was the coolest experience, so easy. And then overwhelmingly the best part was when we were done, we left the keys inside, we got in the car, we drove back down at 70 miles an hour the whole way home, and we're safe and easy and zero hassle. It's such a cool operation that they run.
And you'll set them up in several campgrounds in the Eastern Sierra, and of course as the thaw happens, there's even more that open up. AdventureandCamping.com. It's so easy. You just go on the website, you pick your trailer, you pick your and if you don't know a destination, will you help them with that, Ryan?
Absolutely. So, if you're not sure, you know, it's your first visit up to the Sierras, you're not sure where you want to go, give us a call. The girls in the office are great about helping you out, depending on what you're looking for. If you're, you know, coming up with your family, You want to do some, you know, bike riding. There's some great, you know, mountain bike trails that you can go right from the campsite. If you're looking just to go fishing, you know, there's, like Rick said, there's some great spots where we can park you right close to the creek or close to the lakes. And, yeah, you know, just give us a call. We'll help you out, give you some ideas on some different things. Like when Rick came up, you know, gave him a list of a few different ones, and he drove around and picked out the, I think, one of the most beautiful spots in the Sierras around Glass Creek.
It was so cool that, you know, because we didn't know the zone. We didn't know the campgrounds. We've been up a few times. We know we really like mammoth. We know we like fishing. We picked our whole trailer out on the website. They got the one we wanted, everything ready, had it in their holding facility ready. We drove up a couple hours earlier than we normally would, went to every campground. Okay, this one's killer. And then we got to, you know, to the last spot. I was like, oh, yeah, this is it. Called them. Within 15 minutes, 20 minutes, the trailer was there and set up, and we were done. It's so cool, and it's really affordable, too. If you're wanting a family, you know, a family trip and, you know, don't have the huge funds to go on some mega vacation, this is a rad spot to unwind, have great time with the family, good outdoor activity, and it was really, really affordable.
Indeed. Hey, Ryan, how do we get a hold of it if we want to book a trip either next weekend for Sierra Trout Opener or anywhere through the summer and the fall, which fall is certainly my favorite time? How do we get a hold of you?
So either go on our website, adventuringcamping.com, or give us a call, 760-935-4890, and the girls in the office will help you out.
All right, Ryan, thanks a lot. What a great service, adventuringcamping.com. Check it out. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, when we come back, thanks, Ryan. I appreciate it very much. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network. The Sierra trout season is just around the corner, and I can't wait. Rockcod Rick here for Adventuring Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventuring Camping park it for you. It's simple. Check out their website, adventureincamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote and your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose a beautiful mammoth area campground. Adventures in Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We just showed up and enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it comes time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure in Camping is for you. Check out adventureincamping.com for details. Make sure you mention Rockcod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer, but this special won't last, so go to adventureincamping.com today.
This is Captain Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
All right, it's time. Next week, it's it. It's the Newport Boat Show, the West's oldest and biggest yacht show, celebrating 46 years as the premier yacht show in the West.
It's at the beautiful location in Newport Beach. It's the best for big boats. You get to spend the entire day touring some of the finest yachts in the West with more than 200 boats.
Indeed. Sport fishers, trawlers, motor yachts, everything. A wide range of new products and services make owning and operating a big boat more enjoyable.
It's coming up next week, April 25th through the 28th at Lido Marina Village. Rain or shine, it's going to be Thursday from noon to 7, Friday and Saturday from 10 to 7, and Sunday from 10 to 5.
Don't need to worry about rain next week. Yeah. Looking good for perfect weather for the Newport Boat Show. Admission's just $15. Kids 12 and under are free, and active military discounts. Off-site parking, shuttle service. NewportInWaterBoatShow.com to go purchase tickets and get more information. NewportInWaterBoatShow.com. Check it out.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com. In 1971, Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line. This game changer brought fish catching advantages to anglers everywhere, with less visibility underwater, better knot and tensile strength, and superior abrasion resistance. Today, Seaguar is the number one brand of fluorocarbon because of its proven performance. So no matter the fishing conditions, you can count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material. Fluoro Premier, the original blue label, and the stealthy pink label to help you catch more fish.
San Diego's sports leader,
the home of ESPN Radio,
the Blaze 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network. Things are going great, man. Good phones, good, really busy morning, especially with those great prizes and that Maui Jim sunglasses as well as that Fisherman's Processing Gourmet. And I want to remind you, this portion of the show is brought to you by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, now with Fish Pros The Market, you can purchase that fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger. All at the convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And again, don't forget, the lucky winner of today's show not only going to get those killer Maui Jims, but their choice of three rubs from fpgourmet.com. There's nothing better in the kitchen.
Just go online and go to fpgourmet.com, take your choice, and there you go. Hey, we forgot to mention when Ryan from Adventure and Camping was on, you get a 20% discount by mentioning the Rock Cod Rick deal. Just Rock Cod, just mention Rock Cod Rick. Let's Talk Hookup or Rock Cod Rick, and you get 20% off. That's a huge deal.
Yeah, I wasn't just saying that when he was on either. It is really affordable. And yeah. In fact, I would say
and 20% off makes it even more affordable.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's a great deal. So make sure you mention it and take advantage of that discount because it will really bring the cost of your trip down.
Indeed. All right, let's jump into those jam-packed phones.
You got it. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's jump right back in and talk to John calling us from Huntington Beach. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, John.
Joe, as always, I fished on the Searcher in the past when they had the Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminars, and I noticed on your schedule that you have some available this year, and one of them was in July. And so my question is it going to be a Shimano-sponsored trip where they bring a lot of tackle and that kind of thing, or is there another sponsor that's going to...
It's not a Shimano-sponsored trip, but it's a Gamakatsu-sponsored trip. Everybody's going to get Gamakatsu hooks, and we'll have some great prizes to give away on that trip. And so it's a great trip. I mean, it's a prime time there. And if you need additional equipment, Fisherman's Landing does rent great Shimano gear for big fish if you need that. So, yeah, so that's what it is. It's going to be a Gamakatsu-sponsored trip with great prizes from them and hooks for everybody, and be a good time for sure.
And is Patrick G coming back?
Patrick G is coming, yeah. I'm trying to remember if he's doing the trip in July or August. I'm not.
Regardless, but you have a Let's Talk Hookup rep that we'll comes out.
We'll have a Let's Talk.
You know, a saltwater angler.
Right.
Professional that helps out with seminars and helps out with hooking and handing and tying knots and passing on information. So it's definitely a seminar trip, and they're just a lot of fun.
And the crew is there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Which, as we said, is the most valuable thing you can have.
And we have loaner tackle, too, if somebody needs something in addition.
And is that part of the deal on the Searcher?
Sure.
Okay. Yep. Great.
I would say you had mentioned the gear. I know that we, with all the big bluefin that we had last year, and then, you know, we had to kind of up the game of rental tackle at Fisherman's Landing. So Talikas and Graphiters and all those kinds of things are now available for rent. And that really became a big deal when the Guadalupe season started because of all that big yellowfin that's down at Guadalupe. And I know that's, you know, going into the fall season, having that tackle available because that Guadalupe fish is so big, and that's certainly a destination that, you know, I'm sure the searchers are going to find themselves at, you know, in many trips this year.
We obtained our Guadalupe permit, and so Guadalupe Island is an option for us. So
fantastic!
If so they're biting, then there's like a chance that we're going to go there. And
how long of a trip?
5 days or longer.
Five days or longer. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What is the process like in the world of Guadalupe right now? If I'm on an August 6 day and it's late in the time and there's been rumor there's some good fishing and you decide to point the boat there, what's the process like to get to the island and fish in and check in and that kind of stuff?
Well, it's the same process that we've been going through. We're going to go through Ensenada and clear into Mexico and obtain all the documentation that we need to go to the Biosphere Reserve, and we'll go back into Ensenada on the way home, and then through U.S. Customs once we get to the Port of San Diego.
All right.
A little more process involved, but the opportunity at catching what can often be some serious trophy yellowfin close to home is well worth a couple of check-ins and outs.
Yeah, absolutely, and there is an additional cost for all those clearance fees, and So, but we have a permit,
yeah,
and it's an
awesome
option.
That's
yep
cool, and that's great to have the Guadalupe option on the searcher. Fantastic. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hope you join us on the Let's Talk Hookup trip for sure.
Chuck and Dana Point, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning. Welcome to the show, Chuck.
Hi, Chuck.
Good morning, guys. I'm still daydreaming about waking up next to the lake. 20% off, Rick. That's like free firewood.
There you go.
Exactly. It's pretty sweet, Chuck.
Oh, yeah. I love that area, Twin Lakes and stuff. But my question is, we're getting ready for the tuna here, and my braid's been on two seasons, boat rub, knots, fighting fish. Me and Junior are going over. How long can we let that go? Should we change it every year if you fought a few fish on it? You know, it's really costly, but I ain't going to lose a fish over it.
That's the beauty of that braided line, is that you don't have to change it every year. With mono, you have to change every year or after every few fish. But have you tried reversing it yet? Have you reversed it?
No, not yet.
That would be an option. Reverse it. And then
all
that, you know, all the rubs and that sort of thing are on the bottom. And so then you start fresh.
Yeah, the beauty of Spectra is you don't need to change it until it goes bad, and it really doesn't go bad until you've done an awful lot to it. You know, I mean, general tangles with guys, it's just not really affected. That is some strong, tough stuff. I mean, you nailed it. If you were fighting a big one and you had a really bad rub and abrasion on the bottom of the boat, well, then maybe you might think about it, but you can always splice more line into it. It's just Power Pro is so strong, and it really just doesn't need to be changed.
And here's the other idea. If you use Power Pro Hollow Ace, it's so easy to splice the hollow to hollow. It takes minutes to do it, and you've got basically brand new line that's basically seamless, and you can't even tell where the splice is.
Long-range fishing, every couple of seasons, I just change the top 100 yards out of my hollow Spectra just because it's nice to be fishing.
Why not?
Fresh, clean line. It just doesn't have twists in it, and it comes off the reel a little nicer. It doesn't mean that when it's twisted, it's not just as strong, but it's nice to be able to fish that nice, clean, fresh line. And, yeah, you can just splice the top 100 yards in. It doesn't hardly cost you a thing, and it's real easy to do.
No question. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up, Chris, who's calling us from Claremont, is on the show. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. Pete, thank you for your phone screener for helping me get on the computer and so I can listen to you guys.
Adam's the master.
He's the best.
I just couldn't do it, and he took him a few minutes and walked me through it. So
all
thank
right
you, Adam.
Fantastic.
Nice job, Adam.
Art, Captain Mart, I have a couple of questions for you, if you don't mind. I do have sleep apnea, and I am a beginner to multiple trips. I've never taken a multiple-day trip. My question is, do you have a special trip that for us guys that are just starting out, or do you have what's your smallest trip, or do you have just little seminars that could teach us how to do knots and stuff like that?
Well, first and foremost, absolutely, you can go to our website, and there's knot tying, and there's all sorts of videos that you can access through our website there that will give you some pointers before you come aboard. We do day-and-a-half trips. We have that Let's Talk Hookup trip in July that's got space available on it, and I think there's a couple other day-and-a-half trips or three-day trips that have availability, so you can go to searchersportfishing.com and book online. And as far as your sleep apnea is concerned, you know, there's a 110-volt outlet in your cabin that you can plug your machine into, so don't worry about that. We have 110 volts in the cabin there that you can plug your machine into, so don't worry about your sleep apnea. And you know, a day and a half or a three-day trip is perfect for you, and that'll get you started in multi-day trips.
There you go.
I just want to add the one thing is don't be afraid, Chris, of the skill set that you already have right now going on a multiple-day trip. You know, not only is it similar fishing than whatever it is you're used to, but you have on a multi-day trip on the Searcher, you have more and more advanced crew members that will be by your side, I mean, literally the entire time. If you're struggling with tying a knot, they'll assist you with it. The second that you set the hook on your big tuna, there'll be a guy standing by your shoulder the entire time. Just whatever skill level you're at, don't be afraid that you're not, quote-unquote, ready for a multi-day trip. You're in the best hands possible.
Going on a long-range multi-day trip is probably the best thing for an amateur or for an inexperienced fisherman, because you'll learn so much by the end of the trip, right, Art?
Absolutely, yeah. That's what our crew is there for, and there's plenty of us, and we're happy to help. And so we do have shorter trips, and the Let's Talk Hookup trip is a seminar trip, and so we'd like to pass on information. But all of our trips, there's a seminar at the beginning of the trip. The crew's available after the seminar all day long to help you get geared up and make sure that your knots are tied right and your drag set correctly and everything that you're going to need for the next day's fishing. So, you know, any one of the trips that you come on the Searcher is set up for novices, and we'd love to have novices aboard, and we'd love to have you aboard the Searcher.
All right, great. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Speaking of Adam, and Adam does such a great job for us as our producer and app master, as well as the webmaster there, too. All of our shows are available on our app in the archives, whether if you miss a show, if you want to repeat, if you want to go hear back on some stuff, everything is available on our website, letstalkhookup.com, as well as our app. Adam posts the archives very quickly after the show has ended, so you can repeat the show. If you miss the show, you can hear the whole thing. So those are always available for months and months and months. If you want to go back and revisit one that was from several months ago, it's all on our app, Let's Talk Hookup. It's free to download on the App Store or Google Play Store or on our website, letstalkhookup.com. Just go to the show archives. It's all there.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got a brand new pair of Maui Jims and three of their choice rubs from Fisherman's Processing Gourmet. You got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Before we announce the winner, I got to wish a very happy birthday to my mom. Today's mom's birthday. And
happy birthday, Joe.
Excited going on a big
birthday.
Going on a big trip to Kauai
tomorrow.
So, yeah, really excited. Happy birthday, Mom. Big winner of a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses and their choice of three rubs from fpgourmet.com. That's going to Dawn in Woodland Hills. Dawn, congratulations. You are so stoked.
Yeah, you're going to love those glasses and you're going to love those rubs too. And Art Taylor, you know, one of the things we didn't talk about was how connected you are on social media now. You have great Facebook, Instagram posts that you do and keep people updated about what's going on with the searcher, right?
Yeah, Callie is doing a great job.
She really is.
Celia's assistant. She's really taking charge of the social media thing, and she's really good with taking reservations and answering questions and filling in for Celia when she's not there. And so, yeah, Callie does a great job, and she'll be in the office on Monday to take your reservation if you're interested.
So you can friend you, Searcher Sport Fishing on Facebook or Instagram.
Absolutely, yep.
And follow you there.
Absolutely.
And fantastic. And, of course, what's the website? How do we get a hold of you?
SearcherSportFishing.com. You can book online there, or you can call direct at 619-226-2403. Talk to Celia, talk to Callie, and let's go fishing.
All right.
I love it.
Look
man.
Forward to some live reports from the searcher coming up this summer, Art. Thanks
Absolutely.
A lot for all
thank
that.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Good. You bet. Look forward to our trips, too. Hey, thank you for listening today. Well, Rick, have a great trip.
Yeah, thanks,
and
buddy.
Corey and myself will be back tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup right here with Dave Hansen. One and only, your saltwater guide will be here 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning on the Let's Talk Hookup app and letstalkhookup.com and all the different ways you can listen to Let's Talk Hookup. And that's going to be a great one because we're going to be giving away a one-year membership to fishdope.com.
Nice.
So thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass for all he does. And we'll see you tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup Network.